share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Defense Minister Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri Yaqub announced yesterday, the 28th of January, that management boards or committees of apartments and condominiums are allowed to demand tenants to undergo COVID-19 swab tests and provide them with the results before letting them into their homes. Although there has not been any official government policy on the matter, he said this was allowed in the interest of safety, reported Astro Awani. Can. To protect the health of residents, therefore condominium or apartment managements anywhere, can make such a rule. So we do not stop them, he said. There is no policy from the National Security Council, MKN, saying that whoever wants to enter into their condominium or any residence areas must do a swab test first. However, we also do not stop the condominium parties or those in any residential areas, in the interest of protecting the health of those in their residential areas, from issuing such an order. This announcement sparked criticism among opposition MPs who expressed their concerns on Twitter. Sagambit MP Hannah Yeo said in a tweet that Ismail Sabri had failed to refer to scientific methods when implementing new policies. Jeremnya. When will this minister use science to govern well? COVID has no discrimination, homeowners versus tenants, Malaysians versus foreigners, citizens versus ministers. Do not make announcements like this that will burden many tenants. Similarly, Klang MP Charles Santiago said that this new rule was discriminatory. This is so wrong at many levels. It discriminates. COVID-19 plus people and those quarantined will end up in the streets since there are no space in hospitals. Barring people from going to their own homes has no legal basis. Wake up. Meanwhile, Lumba Pantai MP Fami Fadzil questioned how B40 residents, who can't afford to pay for a COVID-19 test, will be able to return home if this rule was implemented. This policy must be reviewed, if not it may discriminate against those who are needy. In another tweet, he said that a policy like this can only be inserted into bylaws through an emergency general meeting, EGM, and 21 days notice would be needed. However, an EGM cannot be held during the Movement Control Order, MCO. How can this instruction be implemented legally? If this is done without an EGM, tenants can challenge this. Is the minister even aware of this? He said. Netizens also expressed their frustrations with the ruling. Everyone is already struggling living with COVID. Don't make it more difficult for them. Preventing them from entering their own unit is already contradicting the original rule of allowing home quarantine for Category 1 and 2 patients. It is sad that some people in senior government positions are not able to put on their thinking caps to work with the relevant people to mitigate this pandemic. One swab test costs ₹300. If a family has 5 members, it will cost ₹1,500. Who is going to bear the cost? If the family doesn't get tested, then they will get chased out. Next time, don't give burdensome suggestions. The people are already burdened. What do you think of this? Let us know in the comments below. Also read, Chinese New Year SOPs and decision on MCO extension to be announced next week. Source, Sinar Harian. Source, Bernama Source, The Sun Daily Source, The Sun Daily. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.